Steve Chappell with us, our WGVU grant writer extraordinaire with us to talk about the trips and why travel. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to all of our listeners. You know, the WGVU Explorers has, and I must say this quite honestly, has taken off like a rocket ship, as well it should. Started in 2014, for those of you who are listeners who have not heard about it. And of course, having an extraordinarily successful travel opportunity through WGVU is kind of a natural fit, in my view, because we stand for culture, for the arts, to introduce our viewers and listeners to a global community. So Michael Walenta, our WGVU general manager, who has traveled the globe many times, came up with this idea to why not extend WGVU's love and expertise and culture to the WGVU Explorers. And now, some 4 years later and multiple trips, people sign up, come to introductory sessions, learn about it, and travel the world.
And soon to be traveling, although I guess our asterisk is, I think the next couple of trips are sold out, although I think there's a waiting list, Steve.
Well, that's right. The one that's coming up real soon is the Springtime Tulip River Cruise, April 5th, just a month away, and that is sold out. That's not to say that WGV Explorers will not return. So if you have a favorite travel destination, any of our listeners out there, give us a call and let us know. And then, of course, the next trip this summer, I would love to go on this,
yeah,
is the WGVU Explorers National Parks of America.
I'd love to go, too, but I'll find a race. But
well,
because this one's sold out.
It is sold out, unfortunately. And, you know, the love of my life, our daughter Lee and I took a trip out to a national park, Olympic National Park in Seattle, and that just wet my whistle and my desire to visit them all. So unfortunately, that is sold out, the National Parks Tour, June 8th. And by the way, any of our listeners can go to the WGVU Explorers website, just wgvuexplorers.org, and you can see all the places we've went, learn a little bit more about this. Now, the next tour that is not sold out, and that is Iceland's Magical Northern Lights. We are departing October 27th, returning November 2nd, and there's an information session. We do that for each of our trips, by the way, so our listeners and viewers can learn more about it in advance. We have a punch and cookie and coffee type reception for anyone that wants to come and get a slide presentation, if you will. Now it's digital, of course, to learn more about just what the Explorers are about. So that takes place this month, March 20. That's Tuesday, March 20 at 6 p.m. Now that's several months in advance of departure, but that really introduces people to learn just how well orchestrated and how it was designed, the WGV Explorers.
Steve Chappell again with us, talking about exploring on a monthly basis, and I know actually a weekly basis we talk, and the stories that we've heard, oftentimes I love it when we have guests on to talk about the experiences they have presented. I know these trips, you're basically going as a group, so you don't have to worry about the should I be booking my own reservation. And there's some positive to that, Steve.
Well, coincidentally, my wife and I and our daughter went to Europe in 2014 just as the Explorers was launching. And I gained a lot of knowledge on how to plan my own trip because we'd already made several of the plans. But the beauty of the Explorers, and by the way, WGVU partners with Colette Travel, but it's a WGV Explorers tour all the way. The beauty of the WGV Explorers is just this, that what you just said, all of the arrangements are taken care of. You don't have to worry about what time do I get to the airport, where do I take my luggage, who's going to be there.
Which is kind of stressful.
Be very stressful, all those last-minute details. And what I particularly admire about the Explorers, as compared with some other travel opportunities, is this is mapped out on a timeline that really instills confidence and something for the traveler to look forward to. Like, it starts with the information session months before the trip. They can come, learn just how the trip is orchestrated, giving them time to decide, do I want to sign up? What are the accommodation options? And then from there, when a person does sign up, there's a pre-departure meeting. And they know by that time they would have gotten their passport, all of that, What happens then is when you do become a WGVU Explorer, you meet at the airport with the other travelers who you've already met once or twice by that time, and then you have the confidence and the excitement built up by that point to know that when you land, whatever country you're going to, there's going to be a coach there. And it's not just a tour guide. These coach drivers in wherever destination are skilled, knowledgeable, yes, and they make it real easy. Plus, instead of having to wait in line or show up at an attraction that may be closed, if you're an individual traveler, like that happened to us a couple of times, yeah, WGVU, the bus pulls up right in front of that attraction, and you're often first in line. It's great. It's really great.
And obviously, there is some, I don't want to say some downtime, but I think there's an opportunity if you want to have lunch on your own or spend a couple hours on your own, that's an option.
That is another feature of the WGVU Explorers. We know that sometime a traveler might know somebody in the country that they're going to and might want to see an attraction or a site that is not part of the itinerary. Mm-hmm. So at any time, a traveler that's part of the WGVU Explorers group has the option of saying, you know what, I want to spend the morning on my own visiting this site or with this person, but I'll join back up at noon or the afternoon or the next day, and that's perfectly fine. As well, some travelers might want to visit a nearby country or location that's not on the itinerary, so we make the arrangements for them to arrive a few days prior to the start of the WGVU Explorers trip or stay a few days after. It's all taken care of.
Let's talk, Steve, a little bit about packing. I think just for traveling in general, I'm learning to pack a little lighter. I used to bring, you know, the two pair of same kind of shoes, but I'm learning that packing light is okay.
Well, it's okay, and I wish I would have had that knowledge when we went, because we struggled with overweight suitcases. As part of the introduction session, that is one of the things that's covered. What's good to pack? What's a smart way to pack? What type of converters do you want to bring to Europe versus the UK? Because they're different. We have all that knowledge, and that is shared with the WGVU Explorers during the information session. So a visitor or potential traveler would learn at that information session the ins and outs of traveling light, or what to take, what kind of hotels we're going to be staying in. By the way, all the luggage is offloaded from the bus for the traveler. And so in my view, even someone that likes to kind of travel on their own has that opportunity with the Explorers. It's, in my view, the best of both worlds. You have a number of people that you're going to be with day in and day out that you've met, appreciate, but you have that option to go off on your own. And can we talk a little bit about the upcoming Iceland?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Northern Lights Tour? Let me just read a couple of these destinations. Now, again, that doesn't depart until the fall, October 27th. Saturday, October 27th is the overnight flight. The next day, we arrive in Iceland and the tour begins. And then you take in exhilarating Northern Lights cruise. On Tuesday, the Volcano Visitor Center and the museum, Skojar, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. You visit the Skojar Folk Museum.
Yes.
On Wednesday, on day five, the Skaffold National Park. So this just, the pictures in this brochure. By the way, if any of our listeners want more information, I want to give out a phone number and an email, if I may. Please call the following person, Kelly Berenson. That's B-E-R-E-N. D-S-E-N. That's Kelly Berenson, B-E-R-E-N-D-S-E-N. You may reach Kelly at the following number, 800-442-2771. Again, that's 800-442-2771. Or if you'd rather, just email explorers@wgvu.org. That's explorers@wgvu.org. And you can find out a little bit of advance, like what they can expect at the information session coming up on March 20th. And you can receive this brochure on the Iceland's Magical Northern Lights Tours or any other brochures that we have printed yet about upcoming tours with the Explorers. And by the way, we already have tours planned in 2019 and in 2020.
Tease me a couple. Do you have a couple of those to tease me with?
Yeah, let me mention a couple of things coming up in 2019 following the Iceland tour. In May in 2019, and we have spent a long time designing this one. This is the 75th anniversary of Normandy. That's May. We're going to Normandy, May 2019. Then in June, it's the Maritimes Coastal Wonders. That's in June of 2019. And Shelley, I know that this will be magic to your ears or a delight.
But
in September 12th through the 25th, I think it's somewhere you've been, Scandinavia.
I've been to Sweden and Switzerland.
Well, and this
Sweden
trip is going to see.
Well, that's.
Oh yeah, it's going to be. It's going to land in Copenhagen or Copenhagen, your preference. Stockholm.
Oh yes, I've been to Stockholm.
Oslo, Norway. Flam. The Fjord cruise, and you know, I must mention what these explorer tours do so well is they blend modes of travel. One day, of course, you're going to be on an airplane, most likely, except with the Northern Parks or the National Parks tour. You're going to be on an airplane. Then you're going to switch to a very comfortable tour bus. Then you might have a cruise. You might even be on a helicopter. So it's really a blending of travel modes to make sure that you are seeing the sights from the best possible venue.
Steve, good news from you. Got about a couple minutes left. I'm just trying to pick your brain on other either mistakes we've made or other for sure when you, I mean, for the person who's never, I'll never forget the first time internationally. I mean, a night flight. Just be prepared. Bring some, you know, I mean, you're going to watch movies, most
right.
likely. But try to, I know what Michael and I often talk about is try, usually you'll land in your overseas, and then you don't go to your hotel and go to bed. Let's
right.
just, that's where I'm going.
Well, and that's another plus of the WGBU Explorers. And I will say your ultimate tour guide, if you will, is the general manager of WGBU. And that is purposeful. Number one, of course, he's a very proud and the best ambassador of WGBU, and he likes to extend that to all of the travelers, but he has traveled the globe many times over, so personally, he can convey to you the tricks of the trade, if you will, as to, do you want to sleep on that flight over? And as you just mentioned, when you get there, you don't want to suffer from jet lag. You want to get used to have your biological clock
yes.
get used to the time zone that you're in, so you're right, you will stay up. And I also will say that with the WGBU Explorers, you will know well in advance what to expect. And this was developed over time. We've had 4 years under our belt now to do this very well. And so now it's one of the preeminent travel tour opportunities, and I'll repeat that, it's one of the preeminent travel tour opportunities that you can find anywhere in our area. To the extent that some people from other states have learned about this and will hook up with the WGBU Explorers to make that trip. I also want to mention the website once again. And as you can tell, I'm enthusiastic about this because I've studied all other tour opportunities and have gone to Europe on my own. So now that I know it's done right here, I want to really promote it. It's wgvu.org/explorers. Again, wgvu.org/explorers.
All right. Well, as you mentioned also, that March 20th evening is available for those who are looking forward to Iceland, right?
That's exactly right. And you'll want to call Kelly Berenson at 800-442-2771 or email Kelly at explorers@wgvu.org to reserve your seat for that information session on Tuesday, March 20th in Grand Rapids at 6 p.m.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve Chappell. Take care to you, and thanks for your comments regarding exploring. Take care.
Happy travels.